This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company, the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cakes Auville, and Jason Bishop. And we were talking about NFL free agency coming up in a month. A lot of the off-season stuff ramping up. More and more rumors coming up. I prepped this game of... true or false, NFL related for us to play.
Like
oh,
it.
No.
And I'll start Commanders.
I failed my test yesterday at the admissions, so I'm running cold when it comes to tests.
But there's no right or wrong here. It's just your opinion. True or false, Adam Peters will trade for Myles Garrett this offseason.
False.
I'm going to say false. I don't think they have the compensation that the Browns are looking for because they're picking 29th.
Yeah.
I think he would like to have Myles Garrett on the roster, but... going to be too pricey.
I just don't think he wants to give up multiple first rounders.
I'm going to say true.
It would be huge, but I don't think
because I just want to be sized.
They've been the favorite on the board. Like Vegas has them as the favorite to land Myles Garrett, but I'm with Cakes and Bish Bucks. I think it's too much. I don't know if Adam Peters is going to trade away draft picks right now for Myles Garrett. I mean, it'd be nice.
He traded away a bit of a haul for Marshawn Lattimore. I don't know if he's going to trade away more draft capital for Myles Garrett.
But
I'd be surprised.
He's a sure thing.
He's an impact player.
He's a sure thing.
He's not going to be like when they brought in Big Daddy Wilkinson or Dana Stubblefield or
he's
those
a Hall
numbers
of Famer.
Over the years.
He's a Hall of Fame
still
talent.
Still in his prime.
Still relatively young.
Right.
I just don't know if Peters would give up the first rounder this year and because I think you're going to have to give up multiple first rounders.
I would think so.
If they were drafted in the top 10, maybe you give up a first rounder and second rounder. But when you're drafting so deep,
yeah,
I think
it's
gonna...
when you're giving away like a late first, is it that big a deal? It's not as big a deal as if you're giving away like a 10th overall pick. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, it's almost like a second rounder.
It's like almost like you're giving up a second rounder.
So you give up the 29th pick.
Yeah, but you're giving up two first round picks.
I know, but it's...
I think it is a big deal.
Two second round picks.
I think it is a big deal because your first rounders, you're expected to get starters as your first rounders.
I know, but you understand what I'm saying. You're giving away almost two second rounders if you're still good.
We've all seen those graphs, by the way, of how teams have fared in the draft and how many guys have turned into starters. Ron Rivera really did a horrendous job.
He did a number on the
roster. I saw this a few days ago.
That's why he's
and I can't remember the years that they followed, but the Commanders were dead last in like first, second, and third round picks starting on the team. Dead last.
Mm. Well, I mean, that should surprise no one.
And I don't just blame Ron. I blame everyone who worked under him, too.
Totally. Marty Herney's finally gone.
I blame all of those guys.
His contract lapsed.
I guess so.
Yeah.
No more Marty Herney.
I mean, Ron gets the brunt of it because he was the guy. You know, he's the head coach, and supposedly making all the calls.
Right.
But everyone underneath him, they did a horrible job.
But you know what? He brought in all those people.
I agree.
So by extension,
he should get
a bunch of bad people to run the front office.
They did a bad job, yeah.
True or false? Aaron Rodgers will land in Las Vegas to play for Pete Carroll and Chip Kelly, and Devontae Adams will follow him.
He's going to get traded back? So both of these have to happen?
Both of them.
I'm just going to say false. Just because the odds of that are crazy.
There's so many moving parts there for that all to happen. I'm going to say false.
Say it again. What is the situation?
Aaron Rodgers lands in Vegas.
Yes.
He'll play for Pete Carroll and Chip Kelly.
Yes.
And Devontae Adams will follow him.
True.
That would be comical.
That would be hilarious.
It would be comical.
True.
Especially Devontae was just there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, true.
But he probably saw his house with the Taco Bell in it in Las Vegas.
Yeah. He does. He actually has a Taco Bell in his house.
He has a Taco Bell in his house. I've seen it in a commercial.
Aaron Rodgers has told the Jets, right, that he said that he wants to come back, right? There have been reports.
Well, the Jets said, thanks, but no thanks. Aaron Glenn said, we'll get our own guy. Yeah. Aaron Glenn doesn't want to start his Jets tenure with Aaron Rodgers around.
I think this was earlier than I expected that Rodgers made a decision and said that he wants to run it back. And yes, the Jets have said, no moss. Yeah, we don't want Aaron Rodgers.
By the way, are you buying the report that Aaron Rodgers was begging for the Jets to keep him?
No, he doesn't strike me as a guy who's begging to keep his job with the Jets.
Oh, okay.
Like if they don't
I kind of was buying it.
Like if they don't want him, I would assume he would just be like, okay, you don't want me anymore. I'll just keep playing if I can continue to play.
Well, begging might be a relative term, but that he was pleading his case, hey, don't let me go. We can do this.
I wouldn't doubt that.
Yeah, I can see that. But I wouldn't doubt that.
I mean, begging might be. That
begging
was how
sounds
was,
strong.
That's like, how it was portrayed, but maybe that's.
I don't believe he was saying, please, 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 let me stay.
Right.
I don't believe
you doing a Sabrina Carpenter bit there?
No, I'm doing a Smiths bit. Please, please, please.
Oh, she stole it from the Smiths?
Maybe she did.
No chance she knows who the Smiths are.
I barely know.
Well, that's not shocking.
The Smiths, you barely know.
No, I actually knew a couple of their songs back in the day in college.
Yeah, he had a depressed roommate back in college.
Did they do like a song called Shoplifters of the World Unite?
Yeah.
See, don't sleep on my Smiths knowledge.
Why, that guy that had the gun?
JD. My first roommate was JD.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, let's split the baby. Aaron Rodgers to Vegas, yes or no?
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yes. So, of course, he'll break Devontae. Who cares? Nobody cares about him at this point.
We got to trade for him.
Yeah, they give up whatever. I think it's a no-brainer. I think
how funny would be, I don't know what they received in compensation for Devontae Adams.
I don't remember.
We'll get it right back. It's like we're sitting in the deal. All right, true or false, Justin Tucker is being framed.
False.
Why would you say that? Why would that be on there?
Biggest false ever. He's being framed.
It's a topic.
He's being framed by 16 different massage therapists.
He is not being framed. He's a creep.
Well, the answer could be that the argument would be if you were a Justin Tucker defender, is that the attorney is just going around and soliciting for victims and he's telling them there's a payday. That's what you would argue. I'm not saying there's any evidence of that. I'm saying that's what you would argue.
So it's up to 16. Seven more massage therapists have now accused Tucker of sexually inappropriate conduct. Started with six.
The question
this is just like Deshaun Watson.
What is it sexually inappropriate? What if he's just scratching his area?
Well, I don't know why you want to defend him so bad.
I don't. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate. I don't care.
I don't know.
He means nothing to me.
I don't know. It's the question is, when did the therapists.
Yeah. When did they
actually start to complain?
Right.
Did they complain the day after it happened?
It seems like they're all complaining 6 years later, eight years later.
But maybe some of them complain at the time, and then we went through those tweets that
I know that's
at the time there were a couple people on social media saying everybody knows about Justin Tucker.
Forget about the tweets. Forget it out at all. He's a creep and he's done because there was a complaint lodged by the masseuse to the company, which is on paper and is on record.
Right.
And at the time it happened.
Yeah. That's one.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if there's one or 100.
But what if that one is just wrong? I mean, what if that one was wrong?
What do you mean?
Yeah, but all these others seem to back it up.
What if she's wrong? She misinterpreted something. Like, I don't know. He had know.
The thing when he took a Viagra and was just sitting around on the massage table.
He got inadvertently excited and he was trying to keep it down.
You can defend him.
The thing that makes it really hard, EB,
is he knows deep down he did it.
It's 16 massage therapists. It's multiple locations.
It's actually hard for me to imagine these guys doing this repeatedly.
He's stupid.
It actually is hard for me to imagine it.
Well, he has a compulsion.
How is he?
I know.
How does he go back to his house every day when his wife and say, "Hey, how you doing?"
Well, he's
what do we have for dinner tonight?
He's compartmentalized it, I would guess.
Or maybe she rolled out. Who knows?
I don't know anything about his personal life. I would guess it's kind of in a shambles.
So Valdez.
Well, he kind of portrayed himself
as
this.
Punched down on him.
Yeah. There's a complaint that a therapist had at the time to her bosses that he did this to her, like happened like a week later or whatever.
But she could be wrong. I mean, she
smoking gun. That's a smoking gun to me.
That's not what Tucker's attorneys are saying.
What are they saying?
Tucker's attorneys told the Baltimore Banner that Tucker has not been banned from any spas. Additionally, the kicker's attorneys provided the Banner with a declaration.
Yeah, but that's different than a girl complaining.
With a declaration from the owner of one of the spas in question, reportedly saying she had never received any complaints about him.
Yeah, lawyers lie all the time. I don't know. I think.
Well, of course they do.
But that's also one of eight places that he supposedly.
Yeah.
Listen, he's a creep. Who goes to eight massage places? Who goes to eight? Like, if I found one good one, why wouldn't I keep going
horny
there?
Guys.
No, because he probably was banned. He was doing shady stuff.
He probably asked not to come back.
Right.
I just want to know how bad the behavior was. Because if he was just sized,
you're
probably
never
under the covers.
He probably was doing reachy with his hands.
Well, now, if he's groping people and doing that, that's bad.
He's also wasn't he reportedly trying to wiggle his way out of the towel to make the towel fall down? Come on. I mean, he's a creep.
He's probably a creep. He's probably a creep. I'm just trying to think of alternate scenarios.
He was also leaving messes behind.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but that could be just being a premature person.
Come on.
Which is also,
and I guess, as a defensive back.
Yeah.
Who's
Travis
this?
Hunter.
Travis Hunter, yeah.
When he makes it to the NFL, will catch more than 40 balls as a rookie while playing full-time corner.
I'm going to say
false.
False, but he might catch 25.
I think he's going to be mostly a DB.
Mostly a DB, but like somebody said, why wouldn't you throw him in 10 or 15 plays a game on offense too?
Yeah,
I mean, he was a spectacular receiver.
Yeah,
take advantage of the skill set.
I think he might get more. I'm going to say true,
but he can't play full time both. So he can only use him a little bit.
What if he demands that? Hasn't he kind of demanded that?
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
It doesn't matter what he demands.
Yeah, who cares what he demands?
The coach is going to decide what he's...
You think a coach cares about what a rookie's demanding?
But the argument could have been made when he went into college that. Well, coach isn't going to let him play both.
College is different. You can do.
Yeah, you've got the run of the house in college. You think he's going to go demand something from Mike Tomlin? Or
they're going to say, "Listen, dude, we don't want to jeopardize your health."
He might from Brian Callahan.
Maybe he can push him over, but
I don't know.
He may not sign a deal or something like that. He might put it in his deal.
The answer is under 40. You want to take the bet? $5. Come on.
Sure.
$5.
Done. All right, put it in the book, Valdez.
You're the guy.
$5. I got over 40 catches for Travis Hunter.
I have under 40. 40's a push.
It also depends on who's going to draft him because, you know, let's just say Vrabel drafted him. And he's got Drake May there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, he would
and they need another receiver.
Sure.
Right?
And Vrabel used to catch touchdown
passes. So maybe he's used more as a receiver than a DB in certain situations.
Yeah.
Did you see Warren?
Who's going to be the quarterback of Cleveland?
Mm-hmm.
Walter Football has him going to the Giants, number 3.
Did you see Warren Sapp being interviewed about him?
I did not.
Now, I know Warren Sapp is a questionable character.
He's a curmudgeon, too.
Yeah.
A nice guy.
He was not a nice guy when we saw him in Atlanta.
Right.
But he couldn't stop raving about him. I mean, he just could not stop raving about him, how he's just different, his enthusm.
He's a freak.
He's just different. He said, I've been around all of them.
Apparently he's a great kid, too.
I'm feeling good about this bet because you would have said the same thing about Shohei Ohtani. They're not going to let him pitch and hit. And he has. Sometimes guys break the mold. Maybe he's the guy who breaks the mold. I mean, it's been done before.
Fair argument. But Deion, I would see him used as more like the
like Woodson. Deion Sanders.
But you're also risking more injury there if he's going to be playing on both sides.
And I think it's harder to find a great DB.
I mean, he's
they don't want to risk that.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I mean, he's going to be taking hits as a receiver.
He seemed to catch some spectacular touchdowns.
If he goes to the pass, He's a fantastic. He could be a great receiver.
I want him catching balls from Drake May. I want to add as much talent around Drake May as I can.
Yeah. Yep.
Right, but it's not going to be a full package.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we're going to talk some Terps basketball. They are number 20 in the country. Their play-by-play guy, Chris Nockey, joins us next here on The Junks. Welcome.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back, Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Could talk a little college hoops. Our pal Chris Nockey, color analyst for Terps Basketball, joins us. And you know what, C-Nock, before you jumped on, we were just guessing Johnny Holiday's age. Mm. He's still getting it done, and according to this, he's 87.
It's amazing.
He's 114.
Are you saying he's a vampire?
He's eternal.
He has made a deal with the devil. There's no question about it. Yeah, he's still getting it done. 87. Still sounds like Johnny Holiday. Still got it going. I think basketball is wheelhouse stuff for him because it's right in our laps, you know. Usually we're courtside, it's phenomenal.
Naeem, he still does a good job with football as well. But yeah, we were talking about it during the break. It's like you listen to him on the broadcast, and it, like you just said, he's Johnny Holiday. It really hasn't changed.
Yeah.
You know, some people develop like that old man voice. He hasn't.
I've got it, but he doesn't. Somehow.
And he doesn't need he gets around fine, like walking around.
Oh yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. He's as vibrant as he's ever been. And I think that this is, I think this is one of those things that keeps him engaged.
Totally.
You know,
agree.
The fact he's getting out of the house, and you know, what else are you going to do? Sit at home and watch Dr. Phil? So it's a great gig.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with you. 100%.
So we were talking about, The lack of fans at we talked about this is probably on yesterday's show. We were talking about the lack of fans at the home games. Terps are 15-1 at home, just beat Iowa, pummeled them. They beat Rutgers. I guess that was last weekend. So I mean they've been scoring some points at home. It's an exciting team to watch because they're ranked 20 now, C-Nock, and they've got a stud who's probably going to be a first round pick in Derek Queen and some good transfers. I mean, the team's going to the tournament, obviously, but there has been a lack of fans there, especially the student section. And I know Coach Willard, K-Dub, he's talked about it. He's alluded to it. Kind of give us your thoughts on that, and do you think that that'll change here now that the story came out?
So I don't know that it'll change, Jason, but I got a couple of different thoughts on it. First of all, this is not exclusively a Maryland problem.
Right.
We're when we travel – you know, one of the great things about the Big Ten is that in these towns, in these college towns, every game's a big game. Mm-hmm. And, ever since we've joined, I've just marveled at, you know, like the crowds in places like Lincoln, Nebraska, and Champaign, Illinois, and, you know, Bloomington, Indiana. The crowds are just unbelievable. And yet, on the road this year, we've seen, you know, we've seen some, you know, less than capacity crowds across the board. I think the only places where we've seen every seat sold out was at Purdue, and Purdue was kind of a special place anyways. So I don't think it's particularly a you know, Maryland problem, although you got to try and do something to turn it around. I saw where they have a promotion tomorrow night. USC is in town. There's a deal, $10 for a hot dog and a beer. And I wouldn't pay $2 for a stadium hot dog for an experience center hot dog. But the point is, you got to try, and it's good that they're trying something like that. But here's further. I just want to throw this out there. You know, somebody much closer to that age group than I suggested to me yesterday. She said, "Listen, you know, today's college kids are yesterday's COVID shut-ins.
Right?
And the fact of the matter is." Yeah, they're not as engaged socially as a lot of the groups before them. And they're much more comfortable gaming, you know, sitting in their room, you know. And maybe that's just sort of a generational thing. But I think, you know, when I thought about it, I thought you could well be right. That could be something. One last thing, too. Because of the way these guys come and go anymore, you know, they're kind of rentals. These players.
It's hard to build an allegiance. Yeah, I agree.
It's hard to get attached to some of these kids, yeah.
Not only that, they're not really fixtures on campus. You know, they're guys, most are taking online classes. You know, I remember a story when Mello Trimble was a freshman, people telling me he couldn't even walk across campus. He was so popular. People stopped and everybody wanted a picture, you know. And, you know, I don't know that these guys even make that walk across campus. I would if I had that kind of game swag.
Yeah.
I'd be showing my face up everywhere.
Oh, right. But, especially.
I just don't know that that's happening.
What about this, Chris? The idea that, especially at Maryland, but probably across the board at a lot of these schools, that it's so, like, none of us would get into Maryland today. Like, we just no chance we would get in. That you just basically, frankly, you got more nerds. You got a higher IQ person that's not as into sports like we were.
And more international kids. Because, you know, and also less Marylanders, you know, so they're less engaged to the tradition. Right. And so I think there's something to all of that. And I, this is one of those things where it's not one thing.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of things.
It's a combination.
And, it's a combination of all those things.
So CNOC, how fun has it been watching Derek Queen in this season at Maryland? Maybe his only season there. Like, I'm watching a clip that Jeff Ehrman just posted on Twitter like 10 minutes ago, and you saw this in person at Nebraska, where Queen rips down a rebound, leads the fast break, puts the ball behind his back like at full speed, and then dishes to, I'm not sure who he dishes to for the basket, but like,
it's Selton Miguel.
Yeah, and so an amazing play for a guy who's 6'10", to have that sort of handle to go along with his scoring prowess, his rebounding. Like, what are the chances he'll actually stay for a second year? Or do you think he just bolts? Because he's probably a lottery pick, if not close to a top 10 guy.
You know, I think there's always a chance simply because you can pay these guys now.
Yeah.
And, and so the alternative is, you know, you don't want that guy sitting on a G League bench ever. You know, you want to make sure he's completely ready to go. So there's always that little chance. Back to that play, he's been doing things in the last 3 or 4 weeks. And when he does it, Cakes, all I can do is laugh because he's making guys look like fools. You know, he does things that are just, should be impossible to do, particularly for a 6'10 kid who probably weighs, what, 255, 260?
Yeah.
And he's got tremendous feet, tremendous hands, and more than that, he's got a feel for the game that can't be taught. You know, it's a very innate sort of a thing. And I love the fact that, you know, he is now, it's funny, 5-6 weeks ago, he was the guy who was sputtering and really not playing particularly well while the guards were playing really well. Julian Reese had it going early on in the conference season. And now he...
Did we lose him? Did he hang up on us?
Lost.
There he is.
Well,
there he is.
Go ahead,
hey, buddy.
They got these five guys playing at a high level now. Now the Queen is playing at, you know, the level he's playing at.
Right.
Coach, I mean, it's kind of crazy when you start thinking about, you know, the transfer portal and like the impacts that these guys can immediately have. And the transfer portal has been huge for Coach Willard, obviously, with Gillespie coming in from Belmont and then Miguel coming in from South Florida. Rodney Rice, who I saw play in high school, I mean, he's a Dematha kid, and he was down at Virginia Tech. And I think he should have been playing a little bit more than he did before he got hurt. But he obviously figured, all right, well, they're not buying into me, so I'm going somewhere else that they're going to buy into me, and he'll be immediately starting. So averaging almost 14 a game, Rodney Rice has been really, really good for them. And I wanted him to stay down in Blacksburg, but he didn't. It's been a huge get for K-Dub.
You know, the other thing is, you know, guys have a reputation as a, Rodney's got one as a shooter slash scorer, right? That's his rep. But one of the things that's not lost on me, his plus-minus, what that plus-minus is when he's on the floor is absurd. He's like plus 380 or something like that for the season. So the team runs better. He's a better playmaker than people ever gave him credit for, and a much better defender than people gave him credit for. He's just got, you know, he'll never outgrow that reputation. It's not a bad reputation to have. But he's a really well-rounded player, comes by it naturally. His dad was a hell of a player himself.
His dad was awesome.
So what's the weakness on this team?
I think the bench sometimes comes and goes. You know, I think that I don't know, JP, that you need production in terms of points from the bench, but you need production in terms of quality of play. And sometimes that comes and goes a little bit. So, you know, foul trouble would be problematic. An injury or a sickness, you know, the flu has run through basically every team in America at this point. So, you know, you hope that that doesn't happen, and I'm knocking on wood right here. But, you know, I think that's kind of the thing that I think that if I'm an opposing coach, I'm hoping that we can get to the Maryland bench, because the starting five has been, you know, playing at a really high level.
Yeah, and they're rolling. I mean, the only game they lost really since early January was a game which they probably should have won against Ohio State.
Oh, that was annoying.
Yeah, but also, yeah, you're right. That was a terrible loss. We had rolled them, but you got to put away teams when you have a chance to put away teams. And we let Ohio State kind of hang around in that game, but didn't play well at Washington or Northwestern. We get a chance to avenge that Northwestern game, the last game of the season, but. You know, all you can worry about is what's in your the front window here. We're moving forward. Every team, for the most part, has a night to forget for sure, and they're playing well at the right time right now. So that just happens to be USC tomorrow night.
That's a 8:30 tip. That's a late tip.
Yeah, and I think they're throwing a bone to USC coming east. I guess
that's a good point.
The 8:30 tips. I mean, I love the. We had a noon tip on Super Bowl Sunday, so. You know, you're home at 3:30. You know, you're popping ice cubes at like 3:45. You know, so it's great. It's a good situation. But these 8:30 games, you know, they're part of the deal. We play a few 9 o'clock games as well. It's just what you do.
Talking to Chris Nockey, color analyst for Terps basketball. You also do a podcast with Gary Williams and other coaches. Of course, you coached at AU. In the 90s, we played this clip of Patino going after his players at halftime. I don't know if you've seen it. Are you amazed by what he's doing this year at St. John's?
I mean, he's a Hall of Fame guy already, Hall of Fame coach. This is his sixth different school. I think that's the stat. Sixth different school he's taken to an NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So he does it time and time again. The great part about this story, did you see his son's quote?
Yeah,
I didn't.
Yeah, it was funny.
Richard retweeted this in his quote. Jason, you may have seen it. It said something like, PTSD from when I didn't clean my plate after dinner.
Yeah.
something to that effect, you know. That's who he is. He's just a, you know, he's a little bit of a carnival barker, but he's a great basketball coach. And he takes no S from any of his guys, that's for sure.
So when you look at the Big Ten just in general, obviously Maryland's going to be there. I don't know, there might be 7 or 8 teams that get in. You know, USC at home and then Michigan State. Michigan State's obviously in. They're ranked top 15. As we kind of look forward to the Big Ten tournament, who are the teams, in your opinion, that are going to be real trouble?
I think Wisconsin's playing great. They drilled Illinois last night. Wisconsin at home has been particularly good. You know, Illinois, I think on any given night can be pretty good because they're so dynamic offensively.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the Michigan State, Michigan guys, you know, and those two teams, interesting down the stretch, they play each other twice and man, they hate each other. There's one game at Michigan, one game at Michigan State. Yeah, everybody's got five games to play. So I think it's, you know, those two teams, Michigan, Michigan State, us, Wisconsin, I think that's kind of your top four or so. And, you know, UCLA is playing really well now. They had a long January, early January. And but, yeah, that's
tough loss last night. Lost at home to Minnesota.
Yeah, that's a bad loss. And Minnesota wins two on the West Coast.
Oh.
They won at USC and at UCLA. How about that?
Yeah.
And that keeps them out of the bottom three teams in the league do not play in Indianapolis. They don't get the invite. So Minnesota's kind of keeping themselves out of that debacle.
Oh, I had a seven-game parlay, Coach, last night, and the one game I lost was UCLA at home just to win. So I was not happy about that.
I feel like I've heard this story from you before.
Yeah, you have many times. Hey, by the way, Michigan, Dusty May is the coach, correct? He's the new coach, came in from Florida Atlantic.
Yeah.
What an unbelievable job he's done.
Yeah, they won the portal too. They
right,
did a great job. He brought in his big guy, Vlad Golden, who's fantastic. And they brought in some good guards. But the find is their kid, and his name escapes me, from Yale, who's kind of a point forward, big kid who handles the ball a lot, initiates the offense a lot, and they're playing those two big guys together. It's a problem, and he is a really good coach. He's got a cool way about him. It looks like the guys really like playing for him, and you know, it'd be interesting to see what happens when Indiana throws a boatload of money at him, you know, trying to get him all out of that job, out of that Michigan job.
Yeah.
All right, C-Knock, it's been 15 years as color analyst for the Terps now?
26.
26?
You're only shorting him by like a decade.
I don't know.
JP.
I went to the Terps website. It said 15.
They need to update it.
Yeah, 26. I started Steve Blake's freshman year was my first year.
Wow.
Amazing.
Doing a hell of a job, Coach. Hell of a job.
Appreciate it, man.
Doing a hell of a job.
Stay one step ahead of the jailer, man. That's all I can do.
Yeah, totally. All right. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it.
We'll talk to you soon,
man. All right, guys.
All right, buddy.
Good catching up.
Yep.
26 years. Wow.
I didn't know he was doing it that long.
Almost as long as the Junks. You got to beat by a few, by a little bit.
By a few, yeah.
I did put up a Junkies poll of the day based on our earlier discussion. It's brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars. In convenient variety, 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. And it's how would you like the Commanders to attack the wide receiver position? Would you rather them deal with it in free agency or in the draft? You can vote at Junks Radio. Coming up next, Derek Stevens, owner and CEO of Circa Sports, here on the Junkies. Reminder, you can win an ultimate tournament trip to Vegas just by listening to 106.7 The Fan. You win a trip for you and three buddies during the first two rounds of the college basketball championships. Flights, hotel, $20,000 in spending money. It's amazing. Plus, you get to stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas's premier sports viewing destination. Visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. Just download the free Odyssey app. Listen to the Fan for at least an hour. Listen to Mara for at least an hour. You get another entry. It's Odyssey Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. For more, go to odyssey.com/slamdunk. Speaking of Circa Sports, we got the owner and CEO of Circa Sports, Derek Stevens, joining us now. Thanks for joining us, Derek.
Hey, great to be on. Man, what an offer this is. This slam dunk offer in Vegas? Holy smokes.
No,
this is a heck of a deal.
No, it's amazing. I mean, especially the fact that you get to stay at Circa and they stuff $20,000 in spending money in your pocket and then you can just go wild out of the strip. I love it.
Exactly. You know, when I was going through the rules yesterday, and we do a lot of giveaways at Circa, you know, with things like that with groups that we like. But then I had to write back to one of our guys. I'm like, hey, this one's got $20,000 of spending. Where's this money coming from? I'm like, oh, my God, she's really kicking it up this time. I can't wait to meet this group because, you know, it's, everybody when you come to Vegas is always, like, all psyched up and ready to go. And then you amp it up by having a big event like coming out March Madness weekend. But then you give people 20 grand. This is going to be something special.
Hey, Derek, we had visions of being in Vegas, being one of the final groups in the Survivor pool in 2024. And like half of the field, we were wiped out in week one when the stupid the Bengals couldn't beat the Patriots at home. How big of a shock was that to you and obviously to the people in the mix in Circa Survivor in 2024?
Yeah, you know, we opened up Circus Survivor, you know, with a record amount. We guaranteed $10 million, but it came in with $14.2 million worth of entries. So, you know, we thought we were going to have a record amount of people that were going to be carrying through, like, into November and whatnot. And then, you know, the first four weeks of the NFL season were crazy. It was, like, over 90%, like, 95% were knocked out in September.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, my God, this is terrible. You know, I don't like people getting knocked out. I want everybody to enjoy this and feel some of these sweats. And then, you know, getting knocked out in the first week, that's just terrible. My only solace I can tell you is, you were not alone. I mean, this was an unbelievable first 4 weeks of the NFL season.
Well, we always talk about it, this particular pool. We've been in it two straight years, and we've been bounced in week four and then week one.
We suck.
We would love to have a free roll next year, if that's possible, Derek.
We're angling.
Well, you know what? That's one of the things that makes it legit. I understand your question. It's not a bad question.
All right.
But you know, we don't give free rolls.
But the answer is no. The answer is negative.
Anybody. Brett Musburger tapped me on the shoulder. Hey, what do you think? You know, maybe I should get the free roll. You know, I helped start this with you. I'm like, yeah, boss. You're looking live at the answer. The answer's going to be no.
I'm sure everyone's asking that. So, the winners this year, was it just one guy or was it a chop?
No, we went into the final week of the season. There were I think there were 18. Circus Survivors going into the final week.
Wow.
And what ended up happening was 10 got knocked out. We ended up with eight that made it. So eight ended up splitting.
Wow.
You know, we call it chopping the $14.2 million. It was like $1.7 million and change to each of the eight successful Circus Survivors.
Good God.
We're joined by Derek Stevens, the owner and CEO of Circus Sports, on the Rude Guest Hotline. So tell us how crazy Stadium Swim is going to be in a few months when the Masters rolls around and there's a bunch of people with bets going out at Stadium Swim. I mean, for the uninitiated, let them know what Stadium Swim is all about and how cool that is to watch sports out there.
Yeah, Stadium Swim is like something we built, like an outdoor aqua theater. That doesn't really describe it. It's like this most unbelievable outdoor venue with a 143-foot screen. Every game you can imagine or could bet on is going to be on this screen. You know, it's always sunny in Vegas, so you know, you got eight pools, and it's this multi-level theater that has swimming pools, that's sunny, and you've got the big screen, and it's a great place to get a few drinks. That's kind of the best way to describe it. Maybe you got to look at our website and take a look at a couple pictures and videos. It describes it a little bit better. But it's an off-the-hook place to watch sports. And, you know, the Masters is something that we've really been pushing now the last couple of years because golf betting is growing like crazy. And it is a lot of fun. The matchups are fun. Resetting the odds after every round is awesome. So, you know, after the first guys tee off, things get kind of locked up, and then we repost Thursday night. And then, you know, everybody's really making like two, three bets. You're basically developing a golf portfolio going into the Sunday of the Masters. And it's turning into a heck of a great weekend in Vegas.
Well, we're excited to be partnering up with you guys. We're excited to see who the winners are. They get to go out to Circa. They get to go out for the college basketball championships. They get flights, hotel, and most importantly, $20,000 to spend in Vegas. We appreciate the time, Derek. Thanks so much for coming on, man.
Hey, thanks. When you get those guys on the radio a little later after their trip, I guarantee they're going to tell you they had a hell of a good time. Because I'm going to hunt these guys down. We're gonna have some fun together.
Excellent.
Nice. Well, I'm sure they'll have fun.
I'm sure they'll have great
time.
Buddy. Thanks, Derek. Thanks so much, man.
All right. See you guys. I'll see you guys in Vegas soon.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, guys.
We'd love to be there.
You know, it may not be Bunny Ranch fun, but they'll have fun.
I'm gonna say he reminds me of the Bunny Ranch
he
guy.
Does.
Yeah, a little bit.
What was that guy's name?
Derek Hoff.
Maybe Dennis Hoff.
Dennis Hoff.
Yeah, not Derek Hoff. That's a different Hoff.
Yeah,
different guy.
Read about him, man. He grew up in Michigan. Went to University of Michigan.
Yeah.
Was like a valet for 3 years, and he always liked going to Vegas. Then he goes over to Vegas and starts getting some like stock. Next thing you know, he owns casinos.
Yeah, he's rich.
And he's crazy. Killing it.
Yeah,
I know.
He's printing money out in the desert. So good for him.
We'll do this, Jason, with just the straight up attempt. Can you free roll us?
I did like
sugarcoat.
I appreciate it.
Hey, YOLO.
Yeah, I know. You just went for it.
The worst he can say is no, which you did.
You're just flat. Like, there was no slickness to it.
No.
Yeah. It was almost jarring.
It wasn't like.
Were you surprised? You're not really surprised.
I'm not surprised.
No, I think we all wanted to bring it up. You just brought up maybe early in the interview.
It's all good.
I kind of knew what the answer was going
to
be.
We just wanted to be free rolled.
I just took a stab.
All right, we got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next here on The Fan.